It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio. Joining us, our first guest today is the author of Activators, a CEO's Guide to Clearer Thinking and Getting Things Done, Mark Green. He's a speaker, strategic advisor, and coach to CEOs and executive team worldwide. And he is with us today, and it's such a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Frankie. Thank you, and good morning.
Mark, if I could ask you to speak up a little bit, your phone sounds a little funky today.
Is that any better?
A little bit. Tell me, what, in your opinion, what do you think is the biggest stumbling block for entrepreneurs? Is it really just, does it really just come down to fear?
That's a big part of it. I have three categories of hidden growth killers. Our motivators, which fear is one of, inspiration is the other, our habits, which could be of action or of thought, and our beliefs, which could include our belief about the past, the present, and the future. And all of these things are roadblocks for entrepreneurs, and fear absolutely moves to the front of the line in my experience and in my practice.
Because I think that it's just a basic, we're all afraid when it comes down to it. Many of us are just really afraid to take that step, to take that leap, to just go where most do not go. And that's what we have to do. We have to reinvent ourselves all the time in life.
We do. I think a useful first step is to identify what kind of fear you're feeling, because fear does not all come from the same place or occur for the same reasons. I've broken down fear into three major categories that I see in CEOs and entrepreneurs around the world pretty consistently: fear of ego, fear of scarcity, and fear of failure. And each of these comes from a different place. And if you'd like, we can dig into each of them, or you can pick one and we can go there.
Sure. Yeah, please go ahead and talk about them.
Sure. So ego is our psychological immune system. It is how your brain keeps your sense of self whole. And as a result of that, your ego is your judging and comparing self, always looking out into the world and asking, how do I stack up? How am I stacking up against what I'm seeing out here, or what other people are doing, or even what I think I should be doing, or who I think I should be versus who I am? And when we have a fear of ego, it tends to reduce our risk-taking, because we are worried first about what others think as opposed to what we know we should be doing.
Yeah, yeah. I have to say, there's a perfect example that's happening right now as we speak, and that is an example of how David Price, the pitcher for the Red Sox, never won in postseasons. And brilliant brilliant pitcher the entire season, and when it came to the postseason season, he just stopped. He couldn't do it. He just couldn't win. And it became a joke and it became such a fear for him to even go out and pitch. And he was able to work on that fear this year and go out and pitch a couple of games of his life, and ultimately it changed how we view him. But he really and truly had to embrace that fear.
You absolutely have to name it and acknowledge it. And one of the tools in my book is a fear reduction tool. And the way we get at reducing fear in business, and you can apply this to any discipline in life, is to get rational about it and really ask, where is the fear coming from, and what's the probability that this outcome is actually true or not? And what's the story I'm making up in my head to tell myself, and what would be a different story I could tell myself? And by getting rational and really working it out through a tool, it's a very effective means to reduce fear.
So tell me more. Tell me more. Tell us a little bit more of how your different pillars affect us in our production.
Sure. Well, we can move on to scarcity as another fear, if mm-hmm. you want to stay on fear. And scarcity is the fear around that there's never enough. FOMO is a term that we've heard. Fear of missing out has been popularized recently with millennials. And what I run into quite frequently in actually very successful CEOs all the way down to beginning entrepreneurs is a common thread of money issues and fear around money, of scarcity. And when you have a fear of scarcity, what it does is it prevents you from being able to say no to things that you need to say no to, so that you can say yes to the things that you must say yes to focus on your business or your strategy or your core customer at the expense of other things. And it's when we tend to try to be too many things to too many people, we sow the seeds of a decline and a failure in a business, whereas when we're able to focus and find the right strategy, the right core customer, the right product or service mix, and really focus on that, we can have incredible success. And scarcity is the fear that gets in the way of that.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one too, isn't it?
Well, they all are, and scarcity is an interesting one because we don't think about where it develops. And you might imagine a CEO today whose name is Ariel, who's an imaginary CEO. And when Ariel was 8 years old, she was, as a little girl, she was sitting at the dinner table with her family, and she said, "Daddy, Susie at school has a big house. How much did we pay for our house, Daddy?" And Daddy looks awkwardly at Mommy, plays with his mashed potatoes, and then looks up at Ariel and says, "Well, honey, we don't talk about that at the table." And we don't realize it, but we raise our kids this way. And what that leads mm-hmm. to is a sense of inhibition and scarcity around, in this case, money. And it's a habit. And nowhere in her growth and development or when she graduates college does somebody sit Ariel down and say, "Hey, by the way, not only is it okay to talk about money, but it's actually your job." And we don't unlearn that and recondition ourselves. And I've been through that particular journey personally myself, so I can speak with quite a bit of authority of that transition and what it's like on the other side to look back at it. I see it very commonly.
So what would have been the right answer for parents to say when a kid asks that kind of a question?
I'll answer it in the context of how I talk to my boys, who are now older. I have a 23, a 19, and a 16-year-old. And I shoot straight. I answer the question. Now, I might tell them, "Hey, it's not appropriate to talk about this with other people who aren't in our family," but I will answer the question. And I find it's a much healthier way to raise my children, and they have a very healthy appreciation for money, the value of money, and they're calibrated as to what's a lot and what's a little as opposed to what they imagine.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. That makes sense, absolutely. What are the this is a tough one. When we pick up your book, A CEO's Guide to Clearer Thinking and Getting Things Done, what are the most, if you were to share with us two important things that need to change in the way that people do business, what would they be?
What the two things that most need to change, I would say that leaders have to surround themselves with people significantly better than themselves. That's one thing for sure. We tend to operate in comfort zone networks where our ego feels safe, as opposed to in networks of people who are significantly more accomplished than us, which gives us room to stretch and grow. The other would be to over-communicate. And I see regularly where we think we're communicating, but not nearly enough.
And we cannot communicate anymore. We're out of time. Oh, my goodness. Mark Green, give us the website, please. This has been wonderful.
The book's available on Amazon and at www.activators.biz.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We'll be back in just a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. Biz Talk Radio.
Oh, take me to your river.
Be proactive. Sure, you take your daily vitamins, but do you replenish the glutathione levels in your body as part of your long-term health strategy? Glutathione is our body's primary antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. As we age, our levels decrease, making it important to continually boost our glutathione levels. Why is RegActive so groundbreaking and so important? Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive products contain ME3, a patented probiotic delivery system which carries glutathione past our stomach acids and into our bodies, stimulating our own body's production of glutathione. It's a paradigm-changing approach to health and anti-aging wellness. Join our family today. Our RegActive family of glutathione-producing supplements, liver and detox, cardio wellness, and immune and vitality. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. Available online and coming to fine natural products retailers nationwide.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard Water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard Water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard Water plays a key role in our good health. Willard Water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard Water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Now you can watch business videos on demand. Go to bizvod.com for details. That's bizvod.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. And joining us now is Scott Stein. He's the author of Leadership Hacks. And Scott, I'm glad you're with us today. Clever Shortcuts to Boost Your Impact and Results is your new book, Leadership Hacks, Clever Shortcuts to Boost Your Impact and Results. And so tell us what you mean, by the way, because you've helped thousands of leaders implement fast-track strategies for improving results. So
great to be here, Frankie. So what if you think about the word hack is, you know, usually about the computer hackers in the 1970s and 80s. But from a leadership perspective, a hack is anything that helps you accomplish more in less time. And that's what leadership hacks are. They're shortcuts that may not be commonly known, simplified steps that make a task easier to do, or just a fast track process that speeds things up. So it's practical things that leaders can do to get more done in less time.
So I asked our last guest, what do we do to sabotage ourselves? What are some of the things that we do? And we talked a little bit last segment about fear.
Yeah, I think there's a number of reasons. Like in the book, in my research, what I found is there's a whole bunch of what I call distractions. There's distractions that get in the way of people getting things done. And one of them is the wrong mindset and self-doubt, which is a bit of that fear. You know, am I doing the right thing? Am I second-guessing what I'm doing? Another one of the distractions is about lack of energy. A lot of leaders that I work with, they're just exhausted. You know, they're going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they're not taking time to recharge their batteries. And that's a distraction. Another one is a time filler. You know, a lot of people just have this biological need to be busy. If they're not doing something, they think they're not being productive or effective. And what I find quite often, they're just busy doing things that don't really matter. You know, and I think from a leadership perspective, leaders have to get smarter. They have to look for clever ways to get more things done in less time. And sometimes it's something they do to hack their own approach. And most of the time, it's what are they doing differently with their people in the way they communicate or interact or mobilize their people to get things done.
So when you started to put this book together and when you work with real people, and that's what I want to talk about, real people, because this is what this is about. You've helped so many. What is the most important thing for mindset? Let's talk about that. What does it take?
I think for a leader to kind of start hacking their approach, there's kind of three things they need to do. First thing is they got to be aware of their mindset. And quite a few leaders need to change their mindset. What I mean by that is a lot of leaders think, oh, I'm busy all the time and there's no way for me to be more productive, which is crazy. they're delusional. You know, in Australia, we're very, very practical on saying it how it is. We don't sugarcoat things. And one of the things that leaders need to do is, like, they've got to be honest with themselves about, am I doing what I should be doing, or is there a way that I could be doing things smarter in the way that I get my people to do things? So that's one of the keys of hacking leadership. The other one is looking at your approach. Are you following the same steps you did 10 or 15 years ago? Because, geez, the world has completely changed. If you're doing it the same way now as you were 10 or 15 years ago, it's probably taking you longer because you're not staying up with the times. And the third approach is looking at your impact, right? For leaders to hack, they've got to take a look at, well, how do I impact my people? One of the things that leaders know nowadays, they can't do it all themselves. But even what Gallup shows is that, you know, over 70% of the workforce are disengaged because leaders just don't know how to empower and connect them. And I believe that leaders have to get practical. They're tired of looking at, you know, leadership theory from the 1980s that some uni professor created that hasn't been in the real world for 20 years. They want practical hacks, and that's what the book is based on. It's based on real leaders right now making amazing things happen.
You know, we don't like change. You know, I bumped into someone the other day that I haven't seen in a very long time, and her hair was exactly the same. It just hasn't changed. You know, and I was thinking about that. You know, it's like nothing has changed. She's older, but nothing has changed.
Yeah, and that's what I find. You know, I'll meet somebody, and they've been in a role for, you know, 15 years. And the question I always ask them is, what are you doing differently now? Or are you taking what you learned when you were very excited and motivated and open to learning new things in the first 24 months, and then have you repeated what you learned back way back then and still doing it today? And I think that's the big challenge a lot of leaders have. They're getting younger staff that are coming into the workforce that are very mentally switched on and very mentally quick. And gone are the days where I will follow you as a leader because your title is manager. In fact, a lot of the younger generation are pretty much asking, they're saying to leaders, prove to me that I should follow you. Prove to me that I should work 110% to actually achieve the results you want. Because I could care less about your degrees. I could care less about your title. It's about how you engage me, how you motivate me, and how you delegate and coach me that's actually going to get me to respond.
The problem I see is that we get up in the morning with all the intentions in the world of changing, and we don't at the end of the day, because we're putting out fires, we're doing this, we're doing that, there, and we continue to go back to what has worked or what feels comfortable. How do we get, how do we shock ourselves, you know, how do we shock ourselves into being different is my question.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of – yeah, we definitely can. I think the first thing is we need to hold the mirror up. It's almost like, you know, if somebody takes a photo of you and they put it up on Facebook and you haven't seen a photo of yourself in a while and you're going, geez, I look a little bit shorter, a little bit wider, a little bit grayer than the image I have in my mind. The same thing is true on leadership. We've got to start taking a look at what do people actually see. One of the best things to do, and it's an activity I've got in the book, is actually do a little activity mind map. Grab a sheet of paper and create a mind map of what is your current focus been the last 2 weeks, right? Just, or you can use a tablet if you want to, but in the center, just, you know, current role, last 2 weeks, and then draw some lines out and actually capture the activity you've been doing. And then actually look at the percentage of time. And this is a hard thing for most people because they're not even aware of where they're spending their time. And then what you should do is get a clean sheet of paper and actually map out, ideally, what should I be doing? Map out the role. What should it look like? What percentage of time? And compare the two, right? And stop using the excuses of, oh, I'm just too busy to change. No, that doesn't work anymore. We've got to get smarter. We've got to be clever in how we do things. We've got to hack our inbox, get through that quicker. We need to delegate at the right level so we don't have to actually pick up the pieces from staff because they didn't know how to do it or the way that they should have done it.
That's a great tip, by the way. That's absolutely a great, great tip. Let's talk about technology, because when it comes to technology, we're out of time. And leadership, I was going to ask you that question, but we'll try and do that another time. Leadership Hacks by Scott Stein. And Scott, what's the best website?
Yeah, the best website is www.scottstein.com. I do live in Sydney, Australia, beautiful spot, but I actually spent a lot of time in America. In fact, I'm in New York right now. So I kind of go back and forth between the two, and I actually grew up in America, so I've been in Oz almost 25 years.
Oh, wonderful. So we'll try and get you back. We'll get you back.
All right, sounds great.
Thank you so much for being with us, and we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned, Biz Talk Radio.
Boost your immune system naturally with Silver Biotics. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs LLC is determined to serve you. Our Silver Soul technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio is powered by Freedom Solar. Find out more at freedomsolar.com. Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio. And so I'm so excited because this man has been educating us for a very long time. It is none other than Dr. Charles Gerber. Known as Dr. Germ, he's a microbiologist. He's the author of The Germ Freak's Guide to Outwitting Colds and Flus. Dr. Germ, welcome.
Thank you.
It's always fun to have you with us. Okay, so what is the most in our homes, if you were to come into our home right now, what's the most disgusting room in terms of germs?
Well, your kitchen area is, because in terms of germy spots, the kitchen area wins hands down, because you got food bacteria can grow on, and you're bringing bacteria in and raw food products all the time. So they get into your cleaning tools, like your dishcloths and your sponges, and it can grow to trillions within a matter of 3 or 4 days. Ideal environment.
That is
for
so
bacteria
gross.
To
that
grow.
Is so gross. Everyone listen to what Dr. Germ is saying, because we should really be throwing out those sponges. Gosh.
Well, they're an essential cleaning tool, so what you got to do is take care of them. What you should do is at least every 3 or 4 days, you know, maybe put the sponge in the dishwasher, make sure you get in there so it doesn't get loose, or take your dishcloths and sponges and put them in the wash, make sure it's a bleach and hot water. It still doesn't eliminate them entirely, but it will reduce the number in there for at least several days all the time. And, you know, the other appropriate thing to use is paper towels when appropriate, particularly any meat spills, raw meat product, juices, or anything. I mean, wipe it out up with a paper towel. And also handling eggs. Egg products is another good one. Raw eggs may contain salmonella. In cleaning the refrigerator, the inside, you know, it's wet and moist, particularly on the bottom shelves. Make sure you use a paper towel, because if you have a sponge, you can lay down a thin layer of bacteria without realizing it when you do that.
Oh, yeah.
And then any area where children are, like high chairs or tabletops, use a paper towel, because you don't want to lay a thin layer of fecal bacteria, which there are quite a few in actually sponges and dishcloths. We've sampled hundreds of homes, and about 9 out of 10 sponges in the kitchen have fecal bacteria in them. They grow like crazy.
Oh, gross, but important to know about. Plus, the other thing is, I mean, I hate to say it, but who has time to even clean the refrigerator inside?
Yeah. Yeah, that's an important thing, particularly the bottom shelves. I've learned if you don't, you get mold growing down there.
Yeah, and that's no laughing matter. Seriously, it really isn't. You're so funny, though. It's true. It's absolutely true. Why do you think it is that we don't seem to understand that about our sponges, Dr. Germ? I mean, we just use them and use them and use them.
Yeah, it's been overlooked, you know, until some studies were done years ago, that we didn't realize how bad the cleaning tools were in the kitchen area and spreading germs around, you know. and not realizing. And particularly, too, you know, the sink also accumulates germs. I should point out, too, you know, you get fecal bacteria growing in them, too, because wet, moist, dumping food down there. Cutting board is bad. I mean, there's more fecal bacteria on a cutting board than a toilet seat in the average home because people just rinse it off, and they really should be using a bleach or other disinfectant on it. Or putting it in the dish machine once in a while to really kill them. Using two cutting boards, one for produce and one for raw meat products, is a good idea, too, in the home so you don't end up making a salmonella salad by using the same cutting board for produce and raw meat products. So it's important to develop a strategy in the kitchen area for really trying to prevent cross-contamination germs moving around from one location to another, particularly during food preparation.
Do you think we should also have separate knives, one for produce and one for the meats?
You know, that's a good idea. I haven't thought about it. Separate knives for produce and meats is a good idea. Just don't rinse it off. But that's a good idea. I never thought about it. Separate cutting boards is really kind of the rule, but you shouldn't use the same knife you use for raw produce around raw meat products. You should exchange knives at least. You should do that. But that's a good idea, actually. I think we overlook the cutting tools, too, in the kitchen area.
Yeah, I would think so. I also have to say that especially if you have animals, so you're talking about your pets in the kitchen because that's where their food bowls are, their water bowls are. I mean, we really are. There's a lot of contamination going on. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, the kitchen floor does get pretty contaminated. People are walking in there all the time. You have pets, you're right. Make sure they stay on the floor. Sometimes that's hard to do with dogs, I've learned. But anyway,
yeah,
they track things around. Shoes bring in germs all the time. So the floor, particularly the kitchen area, might be, say, a little bit more moist because of all the water being sprayed around sometimes, too. So, you know, cleaning the kitchen floor with a disinfectant on a mop once in a while is a good idea, too, because germs do tend to build up on the floor.
All right, I have to ask you, Dr. Germ, this is one that I was just at an event where I met a lot of people, and we shook hands. And there were some people that came over to me and said, may I shake your hand, or do you have an aversion to it? Well, it's an awkward question on a good day. And, you know, what do you say? Howie Mandel does, you know, fist bumps, but most of us do shake hands. What's going on?
It's hard to really avoid shaking hands. You're right. You know,
if
anybody obviously has a cold or cough, I usually say, you know, I always say, well, I don't want to catch a cold that you have, so I'll just say hello. You know, actually, the Japanese bowing is not a bad habit, actually, to get into.
No, it really isn't.
But I always take a hand sanitizer with me to use it after meeting a group on it. It's probably the best thing because they work quite effectively.
Okay, that's a great tip. You say that most people's desks, you say that most office desks, in terms of germs, it would be better to eat off a toilet seat. Really?
Yeah, you'd be amazed. From studies we've done in offices, it seems like most people don't clean an office top, particularly their desktop, until they start sticking to it, from what we can find out. Keyboards, phones get really bad in offices. It pays really to, you know, maybe use a disinfecting wipe on those areas, or at least wipe it down with a paper towel, particularly your phone with a paper towel might be a good idea, because you tend to pick up germs from one location, like your desktop, put them on a phone, and then bring them to another, and then touch the phone again and then move them somewhere else. So, yeah, people need to really practice office hygiene. That's gotten out of the habit, I think. And also, more of us work in an office than before. 80% of us will spend some time in an office. So good office hygiene, particularly the break rooms. Make sure they have a disinfectant cleaner, hand sanitizer, and paper towels in break rooms, because people not only exchange gossip, but also germs in office break rooms, we've learned.
Yes. We've talked about our hands, making sure they're clean. How long should we be washing our hands? I've heard happy birthday twice.
Yeah, usually the rule is 15 to 20 seconds. You know, people look at me weird when I sing happy birthday, so I tend to use a hand sanitizer, too, when I wash my hands. Average person only washes their hands 11 seconds in public restrooms from what we've seen, so not quite enough. So if you can stretch it a little longer, it's a good idea. 15 to 20 seconds. If you think you're short, use a hand sanitizer on the way out.
Okay. When you get on a plane, I've heard that the most disgusting thing, and I was just on a train the other day when I went to New York for the day, and there was a woman across from me who had hand sanitizer and wipe sanitizers. And before she sat down, she washed that entire seat and the seat next to it, both the back of the seat, where she faces, facing the seat, the armrests, and the trays. And I thought, gosh, what a smart thing for her to do this time of the year. And I was just looking with envy, and she said, would you like one? I said, yeah, I would, by the way, I would. So I was able to clean my seat and my armrest and all of those things. But when you think about getting on a train or a plane, and you put down place to eat and all of that, there's so many germs, you say. Terrible, huh?
No, that's a good idea. Actually, the trays tend to be one of the worst spots, so using a hand sanitizer, a disinfecting wipe and a hand sanitizer wouldn't be a bad idea. But definitely get that tray if you're going to eat on it or work on it, because germs tend to build up on the trays from what we've seen.
So give us the website for more information, and of course the paper towels that you love is the Bounty Kitchen.
The foodsafety.org is a good website to go to, and cdc.gov, you can find out more about colds, flus, and food safety by going to both of those sites.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Germ. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV. And soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, and joining us now is number one New York Times bestselling author Ellen Hopkins. Her new book is out. It's called People Kill People, and Ellen Hopkins tackles gun violence and white supremacy in this brand new, compelling, and complex novel. And Ellen, you know, we booked this a while ago, and here we are. What happened in Pittsburgh is just at the synagogue is just absolutely horrible, horrible, horrible.
Indeed. And there was also this morning, a school shooting. It was a student versus student. And then there was another shooting elsewhere, Tennessee, somewhere outside of Nashville. So this is a problem that we are talking about, seeing in the news every single day, for sure.
So critics are saying that this is an incredible book and that this is one of the only books that addresses head-on gun proliferation and easy access to firearms in the United States.
Well, it is, and it has to do with, the book is about six young people, all of whom have a reason to pick up a gun, but they're all teenagers, and so how do teenagers get hold of guns? And often it is through second party or private party gun sales, which is what happens in this book. And so it is one way, and it's a fairly easy way for someone who probably should not have access to guns to get hold of them.
Yeah, yeah. I was listening to one of the politicians, one of the pundits, somebody the other day talking about how do we deal with this? How do we once and for all deal with the amount of gun violence? And it's just, he was saying that in Canada, when you want to go hunting, you buy a gun for hunting. There are no fancy machine guns. It's a hunting gun. You don't need...
Well, that's definitely...
You don't need fancy guns. And that maybe we start to have a conversation about the type of guns that are being used.
Well, I think that's absolutely one place that we can reach. This is some place that we can reach across the political aisle. I really have come to believe that with a lot of discussions from people on both the right and the left. And there are common sense things that we can do. In Nevada here, Nevada is kind of a purple state. You know, like the rural counties are very conservative. The bigger counties are more liberal. But we together, 75% of us, passed a law 2 years ago to require deep background checks for private party gun sales and gun shows. So that is one way, limiting the size of ammunition clips and how much ammunition you can buy within a certain time frame.
Yeah.
Red flag laws, you know, domestic abusers need to maybe not be permitted to own guns at least for a certain amount of time. And those are things that I think we can all agree on.
Absolutely. You write, though, for young adults. So people would say, isn't this pretty profound to write something like this for young adults?
Well, young adults are perpetrating crimes. Like I said this morning, a young adult took a gun to school and shot a schoolmate. And so, I mean, if they can get hold of guns, then we need to definitely address the fact that they can do that and also try to encourage them to look for better ways to deal with, you know, it's such an emotional time period when you're a teenager and, you know, going through adolescence and not knowing how, you don't have the perspective to deal with, you know, this call to violence, which is kind of a threat in the book, maybe as effectively as you do when you gain some perspective as an adult. So this is the place we have to start the conversation.
Absolutely. And I want to just mention that you have created a nonprofit, Youth Housing and Resource Initiative. Can you share a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, you know, because I've been working with kids a lot, and through dealing with kids, I've seen kids coming in and out of foster, aging out of foster care, and having no resources to, they don't know, again, how to move into, like, kind of more mainstream life a lot of times. So the idea was to give them housing and help them into college so that they would develop career paths and the life skills to move into adulthood.
And how fabulous for you to be doing this.
It's a lot
giving
of work.
Resources. I bet. No, I bet it is.
But it's worth it. You know, I mean, this is the future. This generation is our future. And so if we can create a more solid, healthy future, I think that's you know, a call that we could heed.
Right. You've tackled some very, very important subjects in your writing. There's no doubt about it.
I try. Yeah. I mean, you know, these are issues that touch kids' lives every single day. And through them also, you know, the adults in their lives and their siblings and friends. So it's not just like an addict. It's addiction doesn't just touch the addict. It's the lives of everybody around them. So, you know, I look at addiction and I look at abuse and I look at these things that every single day are in schools, are in, you know, inside their living rooms, or, you know, in the backseat of their cars, whatever, because those are that's the reality, and that's their reality.
Where do you go from this book, People Kill People? What's the next Ellen Hopkins book?
Well, the next Ellen Hopkins book actually gets even more political than gun violence, and it moves into near future and where this country could end up if we kind of keep going the direction we've been going. So it's a real call to a wake-up call, I hope, that maybe this is not where we want to end up in a year or two or 10 or 20.
Yeah. I think that this conversation is so critical, and I love that you're addressing it and writing about it for young adults, because you're absolutely right. They are our future. And life is complex and that's the truth at young age, and they need to read about this and not to be sheltered in any way, shape, or form. People kill people. Ellen, what's the best website, please?
It's just myname.com, ellenhopkins.com, and there are links to all my social media there. I do get back to people if you want to talk to me through social media, so you can find me pretty easily.
Awesome. Congratulations on all that you do. Thank you. And thank you all for being with us. Another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always,
smile. Even though it's breaking, when there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.